Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 10th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is National Shrimp Day. Known as the fruit of the sea, these versatile crustaceans can even glow in the dark. Elvis Presley immortalized them in song, reflecting their cultural significance. Enthusiasts can indulge in various preparations, grilled, fried, or chilled, and served in sandwiches, salads, or with cocktail sauce. Feels like a shrimp taco night. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect waist to stomach high waves with occasional chest high sets on Friday. South County San Diego focal points still push chest to head high, but with inconsistency. Light and variable wind in the morning shifts to onshore west or west northwest wind in the afternoon. The weekend sees a new round of long period southwest swell with waist to stomach, occasional chest high waves, and chest high to head high surf at South County Magnets. Friday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking clean to fair at 2 to 3 feet in the morning with a rough patch from 11 to 6. It's looking decent at sunset though. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0 foot incoming tide, when the northwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 4 feet at 12:30 with a 2 foot low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:37 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:52. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy morning, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 64 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Looking ahead in the weather. This weekend will be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. Saturday will gradually become sunny, while Sunday will start mostly cloudy, then gradually become sunny. Next week starts with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 65 on Monday, becoming sunny in the afternoon. Tuesday will follow a similar pattern, starting cloudy and turning mostly sunny with a high near 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego residents may soon see changes in their electricity bills due to a proposal aimed at making energy costs more affordable, particularly for lower-income families. This initiative follows a 2022 law requiring a plan to adjust electric rates by July 2024. The California Public Utilities Commission is considering a plan proposed by SDG&E for an income-based fixed-rate system. If approved, this would set a flat monthly rate of $24 for most consumers, with significant reductions for those in financial assistance programs who would pay $12 or even $6. While the proposal is praised for promoting equity, it faces opposition from the California Senate Republican caucus, which fears it could lead to higher costs and discourage energy conservation. The decision will be made in a vote later this week, with potential implementation slated for late 2025 or early 2026. Now on to sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Patrick Beverley has been suspended for the first four games of the upcoming NBA season without pay. The suspension comes as a result of Beverley throwing a basketball into the stands, striking a fan during the Bucks' playoff loss to the Indiana Pacers. Beverley has accepted responsibility for his actions and expressed remorse for the incident. This isn't Beverley's first encounter with disciplinary action from the league, as he has a history of on-court altercations and unsportsmanlike conduct. No games in San Diego last night, but tonight. The Padres are at home to take on the Dodgers in the first game of a three-game series. The San Diego Padres, despite a .500 record, are showing promising signs of improvement. Robert Suarez's emergence as a reliable closer and improved team chemistry are key factors contributing to this positive outlook. However, concerns remain regarding the starting rotation's depth and Xander Bogaert's struggles at the plate. Jurickson Profar's positive influence on the team's culture highlights his value beyond individual statistics. In top news, new research suggests that famed composer Ludwig van Beethoven may have suffered from lead poisoning, potentially contributing to his lifelong health issues, including his well-known deafness. High levels of lead were discovered in authenticated locks of Beethoven's hair, along with elevated levels of arsenic and mercury. While the lead poisoning wasn't deemed severe enough to be the sole cause of death, it's believed to have played a role in his gastrointestinal problems, hearing loss, and other ailments. The source of the lead poisoning is suspected to be a combination of factors, including his consumption of wine and fish, both of which could have been contaminated with lead, arsenic, and mercury during his lifetime. In business news, WeWork, the popular co-working company, has successfully renegotiated its leases in Atlanta as part of its bankruptcy proceedings. The company will continue operating 6 of its 11 locations in the metro Atlanta area, focusing on profitable spaces. 5 unprofitable locations, including its office on the Beltline East Side Trail, will be closed. This move comes as WeWork has reduced its global rent commitments by over $11 billion, aiming for a more sustainable future. The company anticipates emerging from bankruptcy by the end of May, expressing gratitude to landlords for their cooperation during this process. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 63,000. Ethereum is just under 3,000. And Solana is $151. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI, the company behind the popular AI chatbot ChatGPT, is set to announce its new AI-powered search product on Monday. This move directly challenges Google's dominance in the search engine market and intensifies the competition between the two tech giants. OpenAI's search product aims to provide users with more accurate and real-time information by integrating with the web and including citations in its responses. The announcement is strategically timed just before Google's annual conference, where Google is expected to unveil its own AI-related advancements. And in entertainment news, a recent court ruling regarding the use of a video clip in the Tiger King docuseries has raised concerns among filmmakers about the potential limitations on fair use of copyrighted material in documentaries. The court determined that the use of a funeral video excerpt was not transformative enough to qualify as fair use, potentially setting a precedent that could restrict the use of unlicensed footage in documentaries. Filmmakers and industry groups argue that this ruling could have a chilling effect on documentary filmmaking, particularly for projects that rely on archival footage or news clips. They emphasize the importance of fair use for nonfiction storytelling and warn that the ruling could lead to increased costs and legal challenges for documentarians. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of National Shrimp Day, our quote comes from everyone's favorite Bubba. Bubba Blue from Forrest Gump.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.